This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 12th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. House to vote on shutdown bill. USTR looks at sheep imports. And SNAP remains in limbo. House expected to vote on a bill to end the shutdown. The House will be in session today where members are expected to vote on a Senate-passed spending bill to end the government shutdown. The Senate Monday voted 60-40 to restore federal funding through January 30th after eight Democrats struck a deal with Republicans to end a standoff over health care insurance subsidies. In addition to the temporary funding, the bill includes full fiscal year funding for USDA and FDA and a one-year extension for Farm Bill programs. As a part of the deal, Senate Republican leadership promised to hold a vote next month on expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies, but House Speaker Mike Johnson has not guaranteed he would hold a similar vote on those subsidies. Take note, House Democratic leadership says Republicans should not expect their votes to help carry the bill. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York said on CNN yesterday his colleagues, quote, will strongly oppose any legislation that does not decisively address the Republican health care crisis. Even the more moderate Democrats in the new Democratic coalition are opposing the measure. Without Democrats, Johnson can only afford to lose two votes on the bill. However, outgoing Maine Democrat Representative Jared Golden previously backed a Republican spending bill in September that did not include ACA subsidies, the lone Democrat to do so. Ag Committee member Representative Marie Glusenkamp-Perez of Washington also signaled her support for that bill, but missed the vote. USTR asked lamb industry for trade injury data. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative wants data from the U.S. sheep industry on the harm caused by lamb imports. The request comes as the industry is pushing USTR to get the International Trade Commission, or the ITC, to probe whether trade measures are needed to protect domestic sheep producers. Assistant USTR for Agriculture Affairs and Commodity Policy, Julie Callahan, made the request during an August meeting with outgoing Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Peter Orrick, according to the group. At the end of October, the group submitted public and confidential reports to USTR saying that imported lamb, mostly from Australia and New Zealand, has contributed to sliding market shares for domestic producers. USTR did not respond to AgriPulse request for comment. I'll take note. Industry can also petition ITC for a safeguarding investigation known as a Section 201 probe, but Orwick tells AgriPulse that a request from USTR would carry more weight. A similar effort to get USTR to initiate a lamb import probe led by RCAF USA under President Joe Biden failed, with CEO Bill Bullard complaining the industry had been ignored. But if USTR doesn't act on its ASI request this time, Orwick says the next step would involve ASI petitioning the ITC directly. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. SNAP recipients remain in limbo following Supreme Court order. The Supreme Court blocked a lower court order requiring full payment of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits last night. In an unsigned order, the court continued a stay originally granted by Justice Kenjani Brown Jackson, who objected to the full court's order. The brief order posted yesterday said Jackson, quote, would deny the request for extension of the administrative stay and would deny the application. The shutdown has led to a 12-day stretch as of today, during which most recipients have not gotten their full benefits. Responding to a court order, the Agriculture Department said it would provide partial benefits for November using a SNAP contingency fund, but has declined to use Section 32 nutrition funding to make up the difference. Litigation has moved swiftly in courts in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and district judges have shown increasing frustration with the government stance. Meanwhile, USDA's Food and Nutrition Service has told states that responded to a court order and provided full benefits to undo the unauthorized transfers. EU countries seek longer deforestation rule delay, reports say. European Union member states are reportedly pushing for a longer delay to the bloc's incoming deforestation regulations. Reuters reported yesterday that countries had prepared a negotiating draft to amend a recent European Commission proposal. The Commission last month proposed delaying the rule for small businesses until December 2026, but to give larger firms a shorter grace period. Countries are proposing deferring the rule until December 26, but giving smaller businesses until June 27 to comply. That's according to a draft negotiating document that was seen by Reuters. Why it matters? Well, the rule has worried U.S. timber producers as large U.S. exporters are already working to protect their supply chains from the incoming rules. Last week, a group of lawmakers from Arkansas urged the administration to postpone implementing an EU-U.S. trade pact until Europe addresses U.S. concerns with the rule. Now, take note, the European Commission, European Council, and European Parliament all need to approve a delay of the rule. Arrington retiring from Congress. House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington of Texas, who represents the nation's biggest cotton-producing region in West Texas, will not seek re-election next year. Arrington said in a post on X, quote, "I have always had a firm conviction, much like our founders did, that public service is a lifetime commitment, but public office is and should be a temporary stint in stewardship, not a career." Arrington is also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee that handles tax and trade policy. Here's today's final word. It is something he is going to push hard as part of his economic plan. It's all part of the America First economic plan. That's White House advisor Stephen Miller speaking to Fox Business yesterday in response to a question on whether Trump's suggestion that Americans could receive a $2,000 tariff dividend was an, quote, off-the-cuff comment or a serious proposal. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.